Hi, this is Doug Curtis, and today we're talking to RV accessory manufacturers and dealers. Let's talk about what marketing is supposed to do. I mean, what is marketing really supposed to do? I mean, I guarantee if I ask 100 business people this simple question, I'd probably get 100 different answers. Some people say that marketing's job is to get your name out in the marketplace. Others say to position your company in the marketplace or to build your brand name. Some say marketing is supposed to generate sales. Some disagree and say that marketing's job is not to lead directly to sales necessarily, but to generate leads that are then handed over to the sales department. Other people say awareness. That's what marketing is. It's only about awareness. In other words, to get people to remember your name when they go to buy. Then there's always the group that just says marketing's job is simply to make money. Even though all these answers are different, they're all partially right. In fact, I wouldn't say that any of the answers are wrong, but here's what I would say. All of the answers I just mentioned are actually results of what happens when you run marketing and advertising that does what it's really supposed to do. Because the answer to this question is so vital to the rest of this discussion and so vital to your results, I want to take just a few minutes to solve this mystery and demystify the whole process. Here's what marketing is supposed to do. Its purpose is actually threefold. The first job of marketing is to capture the attention of your target market. Second, it's to give prospects the hope that reading or listening to your marketing piece will give them enough information, here's the key word, to facilitate them in making the best decision possible when buying whatever you sell. Or in other words, to train and teach them how to make the best available decision. Marketing's third job is to lower the risk of taking the next step in the buying process so that you can further educate the prospect. The result of effective marketing, which accomplishes these three objectives, is that it causes your prospects and customers to draw the conclusion, I'd have to be crazy to do business with anyone else but you, regardless of price. So let's take a look at these three aspects. The first job of marketing, capturing your target market's attention. This seems pretty obvious and pretty straightforward, but I can tell you this, there are right ways and wrong ways to do it. And I have a specific formula that I'm going to lay out for you that will ensure that you always do it the right way. It's done the wrong way 99% of the time. The second job of marketing is facilitating the prospect's decision-making process. You understand that you've got prospects out there who need to buy what you sell, who are just starving and craving for information because they're not experts at what you do. They don't know the parameters or the relevant issues surrounding a decision. They don't know how to make the best decision. This hands you the golden opportunity for you to guide them in their decision-making process. Your job is facilitator of information to help them make the best decision possible. Now, if the best decision possible happens to be buying from you, and it should be, then that's all the better. You should think of yourself as the fountain from whence all knowledge flows, or at least the knowledge germane to what you're selling. So, I'll tell you how to accomplish this later on, but here's the key principle for right now. All businesses on a base level want exactly the same things. They want more new customers and less competition. They want to keep their margins high and have their marketing and advertising work better to attract and retain more loyal customers, thereby increasing the conversion ratios for all of their staff. And ultimately, they all want to make more money. This is true in every industry and every business, including the RV and marine industry that you're in, or including just the RV industry that you're in, or the marine industry you're in. Also realize that all prospects and customers want the same thing. They want to feel confident that their money is well spent and their decision is made, has been made to the best of their ability. They want to get the best deal in terms of price and value. You never hear anybody say something like this: I shopped around at 8 car dealerships. I negotiated the best deals possible in terms of how much car I got for the money. And finally, I decided to go where I got the 3rd best deal. It just doesn't happen. Of course you don't hear that. People intuitively want to make the best decision possible and not feel like they constantly have to second guess themselves. So we have 2 sets of values. The business wants more customers and loyal customers and higher margins. The customer wants to feel confident that he's gotten the best deal possible in terms of overall value. The processes and principles that govern the matching of these 2 sets of values are exactly the same for every business. It's really that simple. All you have to do as the marketer is figure it out. Figure out what's important to your prospects. Educate them as to what constitutes the best deal in your industry, and then show them quantifiable proof that you actually provide the best deal in terms of price and value. Communicate all of that to your prospect in a way that he or she will pay attention, believe, and take action on. Then the prospect gets from you what they want. Not just the best deal in terms of price and value, but also the unshakable confidence that he or she has actually made the best decision possible. The problem is, most businesses come nowhere close to holding up their end of the bargain. Instead of using marketing to educate and facilitate the decision-making process and build a case, most companies fill their marketing with self-serving fluff and platitudes that are only a thinly veiled way to say, buy it from me because I want you to give me your money instead of giving it to somebody else. That's why people become jaded and tend to resist marketing in all its forms. So, the 3rd job of marketing: lower the risk of taking the next step. They tend to either dismiss it or, worse, become skeptical of it. You don't want to breed skepticism. You want your prospects to say that they have to be absolute fools to do business with anybody else but you, regardless of price. So after you've gotten the target market's attention, and 2, given them some decision facilitating information, then marketing's 3rd job is to give them a specific, low risk, easy to take action that further facilitates their ability to make a good decision. What I'm saying here is that you can't cram everything that a person needs to know. You can't completely facilitate that decision necessary within the confines of an ad. There needs to be more information given, and we accomplish this via what we call marketing tools. This means putting materials together for your prospects like reports, information kits, samples, guides, website pages, videos, CDs, etc.